Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday. And that's if you're live listening. If you're on an archive, it still could be Saturday. And the date today is December 13th, 2014. So, boy, I see some numbers there that kind of are in a row. 12, 13, and then if you get rid of the 20, we got a 14. So let's clear the numbers. We'll see if this is going to affect you or not. So here we go. Let's clear the 12. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, clear the 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, and let's bring up the light beams on your screen. And we'll do some healings maybe in a little bit here. We'll see what we have. We have some on the CLS questions that we can handle here before we go to the light ship. And so let's bring up the light beam. So male energy first. Here we go. Male light beam, stronger, 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 and stronger. And non-gender, stronger, 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 and stronger. And female, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So we'll see if Ann's out there, our co-host. Are you out there, Ann, somewhere?
I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everyone, to the show. It's Saturday night, so that's Saturday night on the light ship. That's very exciting. Did you do the light beings, Ron?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. And thank you for clearing that date. We had a few people request that, actually, Ron. And that leads me to another request that's something we haven't done in a while. And I was wondering if you could also release us from some of the energies of the days of the week, which are all connected to planets. Isn't that correct, Ron?
Yeah, uh-huh. So basically, let's do Monday, and I'll do the 5 days here, Monday through Friday. So just see how your energy is feeling. Remember, you don't know how your astrological chart is affecting you for each day. And also, you may have something connected to the day of the week for some reason. Maybe you had a traumatic situation on maybe a Wednesday when you were younger, and so maybe your mother brought it up to you. Oh, remember last Wednesday you got this hurt, you know, and you had to get those stitches. And then the next week you go, oh, you're looking pretty good. The stitches, you know, will be coming out, you know, in 2 weeks here, which will be on Wednesday. So all of a sudden now you got 2 days that's imprinting you in your DNA. And so now you just wonder what's looming on Wednesdays, okay? So that could be kind of like a spell curse, you know, on you from your childhood, bringing up events that's happened on Wednesday. And, things like that could happen. So here we go. Let's clear Monday. So this would be the Monday energy from the planets bombarding you with the mind control stuff they have. And here we go. Facing Monday's energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And just see how your body's feeling. Kind of wiggle it a little bit here and move up and down or whatever you need to do. You got some tension released. Here we go. Remember, your body will tell you. Your mind will just kind of maybe go, I don't know about this here. Well, normally, if you ask your mind for validation, probably not going to have it, but your body knows, okay? So here we go. Let's do Tuesday, releasing the energy of this last Tuesday. Remember, we're also getting rid of maybe some of the timelines that are there, too. But mainly, it's the planets that are beaming down to you, mind control, for you to behave properly according to their will on Tuesday. So here's Tuesday. Releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we'll do Wednesday. Here we go. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And Thursday. Here we go. Releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we got Friday, which could be yesterday. Here we go. Releasing that, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. I remember taking a class a long time ago and how, you know, why you want to go out and go to a party or a date on Friday night. It's because of the planet Venus and why Saturday morning everybody wants to do errands and all, and like the purpose of that, it was a New Age thing, is, you know, that's what you should do on those days because the energy's behind you and you'll have more success. So it was, it's like they were actually saying we're all programmed by the planets to all be doing the same things on the same days of the week. So thank you for eliminating that. And if any of the listeners haven't already put the days of the week and the months, the seasons, all that that you can think of on the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept, I suggest you do that as soon as you can because we don't want to be sheep. We're sheep enough, I guess, without realizing it. So we have some comments, Ron, a couple of things actually about some past shows, and one was last night, and that is such an interesting concept that these sayings, phrases, cliches that we all catch ourselves sometimes saying and we don't want to. So people wrote in some. Someone wrote in, Mother Told Me Not to Come, which is from a song. Somebody wrote in, Supercalifragilistic. Someone else said, Good Gracious. And it's good to catch ourselves saying those words, isn't it, Ron?
Yeah, because that's a program.
Yeah. The worst one must be God Bless. And that, you just hear all the time, or God bless you if you sneeze, or just people walking around saying, oh, thank you, and God bless you. Can you clear us from that, actually, Ron, from that particular phrase?
Well, you can get hooked up, yeah. You're getting, any of that stuff can be a negative connotation. And some people may think it's positive, but it all depends. Remember, the bottom line is you don't want to have religions affecting you and stuff outside of yourself and all the other energies that's out there that people use and normally connect to is outside of yourself. So if you get just the basic teachings of Jesus, don't go outside of yourself. Once you really understand that, then you know that you are connected to source energy through your own spirit, and that's all that you really need. Everything else is going to be dualistic, there we go, way of looking at things. And may not look like it at first, but sure enough, it'll catch you. Like I say, when you pray to something, you're a prey to that particular energy. And you don't even know what the energy is. You think it's something that you're connecting to, maybe something else entirely. Oh, don't pray, otherwise you become prey. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Yeah, and can you just thanks for that clarification. And I think a lot of people, by the way, that say that don't feel they're being influenced by a religion. They think that they're not in a religion, that they're connecting right to the one true God.
Yep, and remember, there's a lot of Indian gods out there. And so you may hold on one of them or some other god at some other time. Happens to be listening to you to connect you to their energies.
Right.
So it's, all under the main heading of being brainwashed, So you probably all remember, if you've been to church, and somebody, maybe growing up, maybe elementary school or something, you thought you would try out one of those swear words, God damn it or something, or did God damn this, So anyway, so you say something and then you freeze thinking that some thunderbolt's going to come out of the sky and zap you. You're going to become just a smoldering piece of something, And then you do it and you go, well, nothing happened to me. What is this, Right away you start thinking, And then you think, well, is there something up there keeping a scorecard on me? I did this here, and maybe all your friends, maybe if they were very religious, they all kind of thought that you were some type of heathen or something or whatever, and they all walked away from you. And then maybe worse, they told the minister of your church has said something, and now everybody's praying for you. Now you wonder that today, how come your life is so screwed up? Maybe you got some curses and spells from these people a long time ago, as they thought they were doing something good for you, and that could still be on you. So let's take that for an example here. So think back to maybe the first time you said one of those awful swear words or the whole sentence, and maybe you hurt yourself and you rattled off, you know, 50 words, you know? And let's clear that energy off you. Well, here we go, releasing it. I probably got to count to 50 to do so. So here we go. 1, 2, that's heavy. You guys really got stuck. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those God love you to death. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Maybe the people around you, you know, is also doing this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. Oh, we'll see what kind of comments we get there. I don't feel like I'm done with this one, but we'll see what we get here. Well, back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you so much, Ron. Yeah, sometimes we don't know what's hurting us, right? You've said that so many times. You know, you don't know what you can, you know, what you can get from people, and they don't realize that they're kind of cursing you when they say those things, or when your parents say them to you. So that felt like something released from my head when you did that. So thank you very much. So we'll wait. You know, we're a little ahead, Ron. When we're talking, people haven't quite heard us yet. So we'll give it a few more minutes to see what people say. In the meantime, we had a request for a sample of the fear clearing. Could we do that while we wait for some comments?
Okay, so fear clearing. Oh, here we go. Think of one of your fears that you may have. And here we go. So, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And here we go again, releasing some more of it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's heavy, too. Let's do one for fear of life. Some people are afraid to live, or something like that. So here we go. Fear of life. Fear of expressing life. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, and let's do that one over again. 1. And either we got a bunch of new listeners who haven't done their emotional healing, or the group tonight is having difficulties. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke, Ann, back to you.
Well, thank you, Ron, and thanks so much for helping us with these clearings and kind of reading the energy of the people listening. And if we do have a lot of new listeners, you've chosen a wonderful night to be on the show, because you'll be able to request a physical healing when we go to Creation Lightship. Now, is everyone listening, Ron, on the CLS Now Timeline of Light, or can you fix it so that they are? Is that possible?
It feels like about 90% of the people are. The other 10% are either clones, or they could be maybe aliens tuning in through a shapeshifter in somebody or some people. So let's release the shapeshifters now, if that's the case. Or would it say aliens in somebody's body that shouldn't be there? Here we go. Maybe somebody prayed too much and they got infested with aliens. Well, here we go. Releasing these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And then also you could probably pick up a lot of these energies that is not of you as you're going further out on timelines, attempting to manifest something a couple weeks or maybe months future. And so when you're doing that, you're bringing in all the energies from these brand new timelines to you, and you don't know how that timeline is being played out and who else is on that timeline with you. So you could be drawing to yourself a lot of stuff which you really don't want to have. Remember, instead of you digging up your past, digging up the garbage, you know, the old saying, you don't want to make today's meal out of yesterday's garbage, you know. But what you're doing is you're kind of doing the same thing by going too far out into the future, hoping something's going to change. I guess it is kind of, in a sense, good if you're a very positive person, in a sense, although you're going to be bringing the very negative to you. But let's just say that had a really crappy year this year, right? And you're looking at each day, and each day that goes by, you're one day closer to your salvation, which will be, you know, 2015. And that could be a good thing, you know? Maybe you're trying to change who you are in 2015, but remember, you got to get rid of your baggage first. Otherwise, it's all going to come falling upon you. And with the new year, and you don't know what the aliens have in store for you as they bring in a brand new timeline for humanity here. So that's going to be kind of different. Experience that. So back into your own center so that what you're doing in life is what you're choosing to do. Want to be in the present moment, so that you can release from you or not get connected to situations that you really don't want to be a part of. In the now, there's no such thing as parallel lives, timelines, because you're only living in the now. Nothing else is created. It goes from now to now to now to now. Mental people, we could just say it goes from 1 second to the next second, in a sense. But there's nothing else that goes tangent. It's just strictly what you see right now in the present moment. That's where you want to live. And you use source energy that's with you, your spirit, to use for your creative process. As in light, everything is available to you. No duality. You don't have to worry about doing something and having a backlash. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, and the phrase or the sentence that you have given us to say to stay in the now, to help us stay in the now, besides having our spirits in our bodies and our thoughts in our heart center, is I command my spirit and body to be only on the CLS now timeline of light. CLS is short for creation lightship. Takes away everything. Okay, so I think the people that we're feeling fear, you know, you must have just taken it away from them, Ron, because we're not getting comments on that subject. Oh, here's a good one. Good grief and holy moly. People are writing in other cliches. And you know what I thought of, Ron, that maybe you could address too, when the one listener sent in supercalifragilistic, there's that added thing of the repetitiveness, right, where you get into a mind loop of things. Like that was a song.
Yeah, you do have to, if you hear that, you really have to tune into what they're saying, so it really puts you into the mind energy, as it's not just a simple, you know, eat a six-letter word, you know, it's something that's very long, and you really now got to digest it. A whole new mindset to try to figure out what it is, at least to understand it if you wanted to sing it, you know. Then where are you now? Now you're really tied up into something. So let's release that. Everybody's heard that song before. So I won't repeat the words in it, but here we go. Let's release the super part. So here we go. is the whole thing. What do you think is like 20 letters long or something?
Yeah,
anyway,
I'm not sure.
Or?
It could be.
Holy moly, huh? So here we go. Release the energy from that song. Tracking devices embedded in you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, let's release the vowels now. So here we go. Release the A. Released. E, released. I, released. O, released. There we go. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. You know, thank you very much for that. That felt wonderful. Okay, I guess we could go on and on with those sayings, but hopefully people know what they catch themselves repeating, or you can ask a friend or someone you talk to, or even if you hear it from someone else and then go, hopefully you have the nail barcode clearing, which is wonderful, but do that, but also do the alien keyword intercept. And that kind of brings me to another email, Ron. We have quite a few emails still to get through tonight, but one person wrote in about the a person called in on the Wednesday show that had some illnesses, and I don't know if you remember that or not. But this person says that listening to that woman talk about her illness reminded them that when they had a similar illness, they did a lot of research on the internet, and they became an expert in their illness. And they see now that they were using a lot of mind energy, and they hope for that woman that she becomes heart-centered and on the CLS Now timeline of light instead of focusing so much on the negative elements of what's happening to her.
Yeah, that's very good, yeah. Yeah, because that could drag you into a different, you know, the mind will keep looking forever. And, I can kind of understand that, you know, looking for a cure for your illness, and in the process of looking, you're actually putting more blockages on your body so your body cannot heal it, because now you're going into different energies about what somebody else said would help to heal you. And whatever's out there could actually do that, but as you become an expert at it, then you're actually getting more involved with your illness. So that is kind of an interesting way to look at it. But, yeah, I'm sure people have done that, kind of like overindulging in something, you know.
Right.
So interesting. So thank you, Ann. That's a different way of looking at it.
Yeah,
Or another way of looking. Not that it's any different, but.
Could you maybe clear us of something we may have looked at on the internet? Maybe one website or one article or something that put us in our heads.
So, let's see here. What I'll do is release from people. There's a lot of new energies coming forward. Maybe they're not. Maybe I'm discovering them the last few years. A lot of people are doing clearings from the Melchizedek order, okay? So they become experts at that, and they teach classes and things, and people out there have did something like that. But I'll help if you want to take the energy away, if somebody connected you with that energy, okay? So here we go. Let's release that energy from everybody. Oh, here we go. So releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do another one that might be really interesting for some people here. Years ago, I guess Clinton signed into, you know, effect the energy, you know, Saint Germain, Nasara, okay? So, you know, the Saint Germain Energy's there, et cetera. And we've been waiting for all this time to have that take place. So that's sort of, since it hasn't taken place, you still may be thinking that it's on down the road here, and it could be, you know, any moment. Or maybe, you know, you spent your life, maybe 5 years waiting for it and it didn't happen. Felt like you wasted 5 years of your life with this money from the Saint Germain Foundation, in a sense. Okay, what is that term? It may not be politically correct, but that. And, you know, you still may think about it. Maybe you're really excited that it's going to happen tomorrow. Or maybe you have this bitter taste in your mouth and, you know, you waited for something that never happened. So that's what I'm trying to do now, is release you from that. So whatever that means to you. Here we go. Get that energy off of you, because it could be taken away. Since it hasn't happened, I'll just go a little further. Since it has not happened, have your energy stuck there from the past? Well, who's using your energy? Okay? So, want to get it back. So let's reclaim your energy. Here we go. So release you from whatever that meant to you back then. And you still can believe it right now, up to this moment, so let's just release it so that you can feel better and not get haunted by it. It would be like a ghost coming to you all the time when you think about it, and, well, it's not good. So here we go. Claim your energy. So release the energy from all those energies that you put out for that dissipation, hoping for your good. So release the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. I feel a little more energized now. And, you know, that energy still could happen, you know. But to get out of that mindset from the past, like we talked about earlier, you know, you could have some type of energy from the aliens attached to that as you were involved with it. And you don't want to have them steal your energy, because they still have it. Want to claim everything. Let's do another clearing here. And let's see here. What do you think we should do, Ann? I was thinking something about... want to release the energy. This probably has happened to everybody. Maybe you lend somebody $20 or something a long time ago, or even a dollar. Maybe you're a kid, you know, at 50 cents or a couple nickels, and somebody wanted to borrow it and never returned it to you, and you still are angry over that, okay? Or maybe it's even a larger sum of money, you know, $100 or more. So here we go. So you don't really have to focus on it, mainly because if that happened to you, I already pushed your button, okay? And you may have like a typewriter buttons in front of you, or a big keyboard, you know, and they're all there, you know, they're all lit up. What I could have done with that, and they got it all. So here we go. Let's release that from you, if I can give you some peace. So releasing the energies. Oh, boy, this is heavy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so that should have helped you with the people that took that couple nickels from you or whatever, or the person. And let's now release the negative energy that they probably have toward you, hoping that you're not going to find them, okay? They may still remember taking that couple nickels from you, you know, even today, you know. Once the energy's there, and they kind of push you away from them. And it's also, since that those nickels meant a lot to you, you have a lot of energy still tied up in it, which they're taking. Here we go. Let's release them from you. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I knew several people that were involved with that Nocera and made some financial decisions based on it, and they regretted it a lot. So thank you for clearing that. I'm sure that helped some people. And also thank you for clearing the Melchizedek energy. And I would like to mention that Ron has a photo that you can purchase for $10 of the true master Melchizedek, and then have that. If you ever had any connection through the darkness to Melchizedek, I recommend that you get that. Just as if you had any connection with Jesus, Ron also has a couple of pictures of Jesus, and you buy it for $10, you can have it in your home, and Ron will activate it with the true divine energy of that being. And so wonderful. You can also get a picture of the lovely light being that's on the website, that most of you are online and you're looking at it, so you know what we're talking about. I love to give a little plug for those pictures, Ron, because I have three of them. It's so lovely to have them in my home.
Yeah, great. So let's see. Let's do one for the money thing. So maybe somebody got $100 from you. Whenever you think about $100, you kind of want to, like, get a baseball bat, hit him over the head or something, you know, or worse or whatever. Not to get real negative here, but you may have something that really irks you, you know, and there was no justice done, and you are or have thought of ways of having justice, but you really couldn't do it. You have that anger. Got to get rid of that anger now. So let's do an anger clearing for that. Remember, what will happen is that energy will get freed up of what maybe that $100 or the two nickels or whatever or more, and it could come right back to you. Now you can feel great, like you have it. You don't have it, but it could come back to you as like this great abundance feeling around you. Although, you know, it still could be in duality, but you might feel good for a little bit. But you want to pull your spirit energy out of that, okay? Well, that'll have you people do. But when it comes back to you and you feel like it's around you, then take your spirit energy and bring it back to yourself, as we're trying to regain who you are and your spirit energy. Oh, here we go. Let's take away that anger, upset. I guess anger is the only thing you can really use there. Oh, here we go. Anger release. Oh, stronger, 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 and stronger. Now just take your spirit energy out of that and bring it back to yourself. That person, those people, whatever had your spirit energy, because you're trying to grab it back from them. So you took your spirit out there and, you know, connected to it, and your spirit's been lost. Or at least it has it in that money. That was the case. Now you got to regain your essence back to you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Wow, that felt really good. I hope everyone had a great experience with that. I don't see how you could not have. We're already at halfway through the show, a little past, Ron, and I didn't ask you, will you accept some requests for rooms to go to tonight on the lightship?
Yeah, we'll go there at 10 minutes before the hour.
Okay, great. And I'll keep checking for comments on the fast chat. We have an email from someone, and this is interesting. I really hope that this woman is listening. I think this might be, no, it isn't. That's a different person. Someone else from another country wrote in recently, and I told them to please try to listen to the Saturday night shows live. So this person is from Tiny, she says, Weiden, which I'm sure I'm massacring how to say that, Vienna, in the I probably shouldn't even say it, Vysokina region in the Czech Republic. Isn't that nice? So it's probably the middle of the night there, but we have a listener from the Czech Republic. It's nice for us. It's kind of fun when people include that on their emails. We like to hear where people are from. So she has a question, Ron. We had a show recently where someone called in and was talking about vitamin C. And her question is, can the vitamin C be retrieved from our DNA with the Spirit fetus infusion clearing?
Sounds like
she knows her healings.
Okay, the Spirit infusion, let me see here.
Well, she's actually saying fetus.
I have a fetus one.
Yeah.
Fetus clearing. So the fetus clearing, Spirit infusion could help. But the fetus one allows you to go into your DNA as you're, you know, after you're conceived, and you go week by week, and you're able to put into each week what you'd like to have brought forward in this lifetime. So basically, if it was like a talent, then your spirit somehow, you know, got together, you know, and saw your parents, we'll say, and read the DNA codes before selected your parents. And through that, your parents had certain talents, and more than likely it would be passed on to the child. It's a knack for that. And so that's why your spirit came in and it selected something that possibly could be brought forward from your parents as maybe a talent, a hobby, or a career, job, okay? So, but it only got so much of it. So we'll just say that you happen to be somebody who likes to make finger painting pictures, okay? Putting your finger in that the paint and moving it around, and you kind of mask yourself out, and you're trying to do it quick and fast and make these things that you're selling, and you're going, you know, I hit my limit. So you can go into that clearing and maybe gain a little more insight, a little more talent, because, you know, maybe one of your ancestors did the same thing and they actually mastered it more than you. But you only got a little bit of, you know, a few crumbs of that DNA like doing it. So what the clearing is for you to input what you'd like to have, you know, a little stronger in your life that you chose to do. This can work for physical body movements even. Maybe you're a jogger and you want to go a little faster or something, or, you know, maybe need a couple more brain cells or whatever, you know. Or, you know, so it works with physical you know, your talents that you are doing. So that can help you somewhat. That give you, you know, a 5% edge on what you're doing now, maybe, which may put you over the top of what you're doing. That's what it's for, is a spirit, I think it's spirit fetus infusion, I believe is what it's called. Not 100% sure, but that's the clearing that you could do. So what you were doing, or the person was talking about, is maybe to activate more of the vitamin C body, or have you regain more of it, or something like that. So that clearing could very possibly help you because you're working now with your physical body. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Yeah, that's a really interesting, really good healing. And another person wrote in, Ron, commenting on an earlier show, very kindly, this listener, you asked, I think it was last night, you said, never make any kind of pledges, vows, all those things, swear to something. And you said, I think it's even in the Bible. So this lady very nicely sent us two places where it's in the Bible. It's kind of long. If someone wants to read it, I can forward it. But it's Matthew 5:33-37 and James 5:12. Well, I can read that one. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth or by any other oath, but let your yes be yes and your no be no, so that you may not fall under condemnation. Did you get all that, Ron?
Can you read the other one just for the heck of it?
Sure, you want me to? Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. I had to read it a couple of times to get it, but maybe other people are more used to this languaging. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn. But I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. So that's the Matthew one. And that's
very
interesting.
Good. So what? So it's basically when you has to do with contract law. So you're under contract when you do one of those pledges or oaths, and don't know what the fine print is. That's how I'm kind of reading this here. So that's why it's yes or no. That way you're in your own power. Anything else allows something to take advantage of you, and you're contracting to something that you know nothing about, and that can harm you. Oh, very interesting. Great. Thank you very much for sending that, whoever did that. We can go to the Lightship in 5 minutes. Interesting to see if we have anybody who felt the money energy of losing something, if they feel a little more freed up here. Here we go. So let's do another anger clearing. Maybe I pushed a couple extra buttons there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's do the self-sabotage. So maybe now you feel like you sabotage yourself. Okay, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That kind of goes along with a little phrase, Mother told me not to come.
Yeah, that's another song too, Ron.
Yeah. Well,
our moderator is putting those Bible quotes on the fast chat. Someone asked for that.
That's great. So, I'm going to do a clearing, and this probably can affect everybody, too. I'm going to do one for Christmas gifts, okay? So as you're growing up, you wanted to have this one particular item, right? And maybe it cost $20, and your parents couldn't afford $20, so they bought you a replica or something similar. That maybe was $10, and you had your heart set on the $20 one. I'm sure there's probably everybody's agreeing to what I'm talking about here. And you got the wrong thing. All of your friends, you know, had the right one. You had this thing that wasn't what everybody else had, and you felt embarrassed. Just laughed at you or whatever. And so still holding on to that anger because your parents didn't buy the right thing for you. And it could be similar where you had a brother or sister who was a little more well-liked than you, and they got what they wanted, and you didn't get what you wanted, okay? Because all the money got spent on them. Oh, now that I pushed some buttons here. Here we go. Let's release that frustration and, again, anger. So, remember, we're trying to make you feel good by the end of the year here. And so, here we go. Releasing the energy. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hey, guys. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll do another one for your Christmas gifts. You got your wonderful Christmas gift, right? And it's the day after Christmas, and it was what you wanted. And now you're outside playing with one of your friends. Oh, one of the friends got jealous. FTT came into them, and they stepped on your little thing that you got, or they broke it. And now you're heartbroken, and now your parents are really PO'd at you because it cost them money. It only lasted one day. You weren't responsible, and it goes on and on and on. Let's do a clearing for that. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now that situation maybe could have happened to you when you maybe you're like 7, 8 years of age or something, and you could have you could be carrying that same energy now for your whole life. So you're go to buy something, can't buy what you really want. You know, like everybody'd like to probably get a Mercedes or Lamborghini or something, you know, and you can't afford that. But we'll just say, you know, one that you could afford, whatever that would be, some item. And maybe whatever you want to buy costs $50, and you have the $50 to buy it, but you're afraid you're going to break it. That happened to you when you were growing up. Got this nice thing that you wanted, and it broke in a day. So now instead of spending $50 for what you really want, now depriving yourself by the $20 mock-up of whatever it was. It doesn't work the same. Kind of looks similar, but it's not as good, and it breaks, okay? Anyway, so but that's your pattern now. You're afraid to buy yourself what you really would like to have, okay? And, you know, this is within reason, you know. So here we go. Get rid of that pattern that the dark side gave you. Here we go. Releasing that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of people have that issue. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So we'll go to the light ship now. And if you have any comments on what we, you know, did last, say, you know, during the show here, the last or recent ones here, please send us a comment and CLS questions. Maybe you might wait till tomorrow to see how you feel about yourself at worth or how you feel, you know, about living. So here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live for the people listening. And you need to request one particular healing. I'm going to whisper that or say it out loud. And we go into a room. And if you're listening to an archive, you'll feel the peace energy, not be on the light ship. So here we go. Let's start off going up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you can bring your animal, pets, flowers, tree, garden, plants, if you wish. And here we go. So first room we're going to go into is the detox room with the purple gel. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. And next room we're going to go into will be the room with the deers. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we have the room with the panda bears. So here we go. Panda bears. So stronger. Rest your healing. Stronger. Stronger. And these energies will help you. Stronger. Stronger and stronger. So the light beings need to take a physical form. You're bi-located. You're there physically. So whatever you're wearing right now, how you are on the light ship, okay? Now let's go into the room to do some more detoxification for everybody. So we're going to go into the golden gel, so stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room, and this room is where they have the butterflies. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And somebody wants to have the unicorns, so here we go. Again, request your one healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see, let's go into the room with the golden whales. So one, two, three, four, and five. Go into the room with the water spirit energy. This we had on our call today, water charging. Go to the water spirit room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go in and see the penguins. Do they come? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's go into the room that has the large trees. Tree room. And also with the tree room, we'll go into the room which we call the birdie room, where the birds are. So here we go, and the birds are probably in the trees. So here we go, stronger, rest your healing, stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into a room that has a little bunny rabbits. So here we go. A little pause on you as they do their healing work. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship. I'll count from five to one backwards. You're going to feel your energy shift as you come into this reality here, which is in duality. And coming back down. Remember, in source energy, there's no such thing. Coming down. So five, four, three, two, and one. Just maybe a little bit heavier. No out of time normally here on this program. So we'll see if our co-host is back. I'm back here, Anna. Are you still gone?
I'm still here. I am feeling extreme peace right now. So thank you for that wonderful visit. And if you're listening to an archive of this show in the future, put on your calendar Saturday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and really try to, if you can only do this one show a week, please get on this one because it's really, really powerful. Okay. When you were talking about Christmas, Ron, and gifts and everything, something actually came up for me, which was a time when I was very ungrateful and ungracious to my parents over gifts. And I wonder if some people have some guilt about that, like, you know, oh, this isn't what I wanted, or something rude and from the past, and if you could do a quick clearing on that for us. Are you there, Ron? I don't hear you.
So let's do that for what you didn't get from your parents. Or maybe you really got angry with Santa Claus, okay? So here we go. Releasing the energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Those of you that are younger listening, Santa will do best that he can do for you this Christmas. Bring you what you would like to have if he possibly can't. Oh, that's another clearing for people that don't feel fortunate. Or I'll do a clearing for hopeless people. If you feel hopeless, Here we go. We have that on the website, a hope clearing. I don't talk about it hardly, but we do have a hope clearing on the website. Here we go. This is if you feel hopeless. And it might be different than helpless, but this is hopeless. No hope. So here we go. Releasing the energy off of you. Somebody branded you with that. I'll get it off. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10. Okay, and back to you.
Thank you, Ron. You know, I'm sorry. We've kind of gone over our time. We didn't have extra time tonight, right?
Oh, we do.
Oh, we do. We can go to 5 after?
We can go to 5 after, uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, I didn't realize that. Terrific. Okay, let me go back here. Oh, good. Okay, I see your message now. Okay, we have a wonderful question. I think we have time to get into this. The other day, a recent show anyway, you talked about loving things out of your life, which is one of those wonderful processes you've taught us or given us, Ron. If you have something in your life that you don't want there, instead of pushing it away with positive thinking, accept it, take responsibility, and say that you love it. And it's a wonderful process. But this listener has a question. You talk about love being in duality. So if you could elaborate on that, loving something out of your life, how that kind of goes together. Is it somehow different
when you're doing
this process?
Just the way the words are working, yeah. You have to come into oneness with it. So if I were to say have oneness with things out of your life, it wouldn't make any sense to a lot of people. Yes, you need to get it. You need to come into oneness with your reality of what you have, and that will tend to take the charge away, and then you become your reality. Become that reality, then you're it, and then you're going to draw to yourself that reality, or you can say, "I don't want it." Wait, okay. But when you come into, otherwise, it's going to be like a psychic attack on you, or like a spell. Once you get into the reality and you don't want to have it, then you can choose. Then you're at a chance to choose, a point to choose things. So with that affirmation, you're saying it out loud enough, because at first you're in fear of that reality. Oh, and it's controlling you, so you need to get the control back to yourself. Then you're in neutral. And then normally, you know, that's all that you need to do is to get into neutral, but then you have to command that energy. It's demand and command, which, you know, kind of the same thing, but we'll just say you have to command it. You have to command that energy to physically die in you, because you created it. It'll keep living. But then you're at free choice, free will, to decide what you want to do with your creation. If you want more of it, by all means, you can get more. Of the same thing. But you know, you're at the neutral point. Choice. Otherwise, you're not a choice, as you're dealing with the energy of whatever is overpowering you or overwhelming you. So I hope that makes sense. So really no other way for me to say it more easily than to use that the word love. Now, love is in duality. You're actually clearing duality out of you. That's why you have to love it out of your life. Into oneness with it. If you use the word hate, the opposite side of love, then what are you going to get deeper into running away from it? Now you put a bigger charge on it, okay? The whole thing is to come into oneness with the reality of what you want to have. Oh, back to you.
Okay, Ron, yes, that was very helpful. It's partly just a languaging thing, and also we could say oneness. I'm in oneness. I can see where that might shock some people, and that would be nice. Love is kind of maybe a little bit easier for people to say.
Yes,
Someone requested when we were talking about oaths and pledges and swearing to things, could we have a clearing of swearing on the Bible? When you have to swear on the Bible, you'll tell the truth, and you see that all the time in movies.
Okay, well, I'll have everybody pick their own particular thing that they wish to have released here. Oh, here we go. Releasing that energy. Oh, think of the last time you have done something like that. Oh, releasing it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. Oh, have our 8-hour conference call tomorrow. Alien life forms that you not see physically normally, but you can actually sense them energetically as they leave you, and then you feel much better. This energy life form that's living off of your body, and you're the host, and it can bring you other things too, mind control programs, etc., is released. So we have an 8-hour call tomorrow for that. And the body rejuvenation session here. And we have the call tomorrow, then also two other Sundays, so three total, getting rid of these critters. So, and then a week from this coming Monday, we have our special conference call, help your body do some healing. So that'll be wonderful. Oh, it's $50, and it's hour after the BBS program. Oh, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. See you later, everybody. Go to the website and check out some of the information. If you don't have a little flyer, we did send one out to people. So if you didn't get one, just send us your email. Happy to send you the information on a special event coming up on the 22nd. Well, blessings, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Hopefully you're all doing wonderful. See you later, everybody.